Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Mein Name ist Tim Sänger und ich begrüße dich zu einer neuen Folge des Investor Stories Podcast. Erfahre von anderen Investoren, wie sie gestartet sind und welche Erfahrungen sie auf ihrem bisherigen Weg gemacht haben. Lass dich von ihren Geschichten, Strategien und Vorgehen inspirieren und schreibe deine eigene Investor Story. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge des Investor Stories Podcast. Und heute haben wir eine kleine Premiere, denn nicht nur tauchen wir in das schon doch durch einmal und immer wieder angesprochene Thema der Peer-to-Peer-Kredite, also Privatkredite an andere Personen oder andere Firmen. Nein, wir haben das allererste Mal einen Gast zu Gast, der tatsächlich aus dem direkten Umfeld von so einer Plattform kommt. Und deswegen freue ich mich sehr, dass diese Folge heute von Nectaro unterstützt wird und die CEO Sigita zu Gast ist und die spricht Englisch und kein Deutsch und deswegen machen wir auch die nächste Premiere, das Interview heute in Englisch. And yeah, now welcome Sigita, really nice to have you here. Say hello to the podcast.
Hey everyone, nice to be here. Thank you for introduction and I trust you and I approve everything you told.
So far it was nothing worse. let's see how we get into it. Maybe we start first with a small introduction about you and the company you're representing here today. That might be quite nice to get the viewers engaged. And you're the CEO of Nectaro, but what else should we know about you?
Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, so Sigita Kotler here. I'm from Latvia, the same as the company. Nectaro is based on Latvia. About myself, I have already 13, 14 years of experience working in finance. I started in banks for the first part of my career and then switched to fintechs. And I have been working in one of the largest platforms in Europe during the growth phase. And for the last 2 years, I am leading a comparably new platform, Nectaro. I have MBA and I have master business and I have a master degree in finance as well. And Nectaro is a company based in Latvia, but working European wide, but also a lot of investors are coming from Germany. It is investment platform. We have MiFID license from Latvia's bank regulated by the European Central Bank. And we offer asset-backed securities for investors to invest in. Securities are backed by loans. So we are very interesting, easy to use, regulated and nice platform for investors to diversify their portfolio when they are looking for new opportunities or comparably good relationship between risk and return.
Very nice. You already touched on a lot of points that we will discuss a little bit deeper today. And I'm very much happy that you have such a good experience to get into the topics. So first, we might just on a general level, talk about why it would be attractive to invest in private lending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it is very interesting way to diversify the portfolio, comparably new, something interesting and new in the market to look when we think about diversification of portfolio and investment portfolio as such. I also will be speaking partly from my perspective as an investor. I can share, for example, I am quite lazy investor and I do like passive income and predictability. So I think that P2P, not I think, but P2P generally is steady income stream and with very low volatility. So basically this is already investments with specific term and specific return rate, and usually you receive returns regularly. So this is a regular income stream, is passive income stream, and it is versus the volatility that we can see now in the market if we speak about stocks or even bonds lately. For example, if something happens with the Trump, that is low to no impact on this portfolio part. Also, I think that very important is, as I told, comparably favorable risk-return trade-off. especially if we speak about platforms that are regulated as ours. So there is the MiFID regulation, there is guarantee soon for some from central bank as a security, as guarantee, and still there are comparably high returns because of the product that you invest in. So I do consider that to be one of the, I think, the most interesting part of investing with P2P, comparably even to risk return high yields, steady income stream, and also comparably short investment horizon. So you can see on average P2P platforms offers even from 3 months to few years up to five, but usually it's a 1, 2, 3 years investment horizon. So it's very very reachable, very easy to use with very good terms.
I think the reachability part is also quite interesting in that sense that you can start with a quite small amount of money on the platforms in general, because if you look, for example, in bonds, which of course have also the fixed income profile of stable cash flows, you usually need to invest at least 1,000 euros, but like most bonds, especially with the regulatory environment in the European Union, they require much, much more amounts to invest in. And this way you can get some attractive fixed income exposure, which also has, as you said, comparatively high yields if you compare to publicly listed non-investment grade bonds. Even compared to that, the premiums are much higher in the private lending space. And that's not only the liquidity premium, but also it's a general premium in the market, which makes it quite attractive for investors.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And especially we at Nectari, we also, because of these parameters, we also have built our platform, and we are focusing in our mission to even younger generation, millennials and Gen Z, because we want people to make this culture of investment, especially in Europe, to increase this culture of investment, to make the entry barrier very low, to educate people and to make the investment very accessible, because the entrance barrier is low, it's a regulated environment, you don't have to burn the first time you invest, you can do it already with small amounts and in regulated environments. So I think, yeah, that we also are part of the movement, and we think about ourselves that we help to increase the investment culture because of this low entrance barrier and because of this easy usability. Because, yeah, for example, as we speak, you cannot open the internet bank and buy a bond with like 100 euros, but you can do it in platforms like ours.
Oh. So then, of course, there is the question of what kinds of loans do I would invest in, because there might be several different types of loans out there in the real world, but what kind of loans would be available on your platform, but also mm-hmm. just in general, is it more on the consumer side or on the business loan side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically you can make financial instruments of any loans you can think of. It can be business, consumers, mortgages. Of course, the term will be very long, but still mortgages, car leasings, factoring, company loans, like all kind of loans, basically, you can put in the note set in on the platform. Usually, when you think about the risk or perception of investors about the risk, it colorizes with the risk that is usually associated also with the loans. So, for example, higher yield consumer loans or even so-called payday loans will be assumed higher risk than, for example, business loans or mortgage loans or loans with some kind of collateral, because consumer loans are very often without. So what that this means, it means that loans that are assumed with higher risk in normal life will usually be with higher interest rate for the investors as well. So you can see for on platforms that the interest rate can be from 7% up to even 15% in euros, depending on the product type, depending on the product maturity, and depending on the product risk. However, it's a little on my perspective, or maybe on our platform, it is also similar. We have two kind of loans. We have consumer loans, and that is a little bit higher interest rate for the investors. And we have business loans with shorter term, and so also with a bit lower interest for the investors. However, in our platform, and I know a couple more platforms similar that offer the buyback guarantee. Buyback guarantee means that the lending company that issues the loans offers the buyback guarantee, and if the end loan, if the borrower is late, so the lending company buys back the loan, and it basically means that the risk of end borrower rather is the company, rather is the owner of the car, or just the payday loan, it almost zero, because the lending company have taken the guaranteed responsibility to buy back the loan. So basically in the market, you can see that the risk, the loans that are associated with higher risk will be a little bit more favorable to investors. However, it may be more with the feelings rather than the facts, because a lot of platforms as ours offers the buyback guarantee. So basically the end borrower risk is quite close to zero, because the company is obliged to buy back the loan when it gets late.
So essentially the most important factor would be the solvability of the loan originator. If this one is like liquid enough and has enough equity and so on to always be in the position to buy back the loans, that is then the main risk factor. That's like essentially you're kind of then also indirectly diversified over the whole portfolio of this loan originator, because at the end you are kind of dependent in the worst case on his availability to pay you back. So if you choose a good loan originator, then of course it might be quite an attractive risk reward ratio.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The challenge is to do the full due diligence and check of the loan originator, and do regular monitorings in all kinds of fields, financial, portfolio, AML, and to follow that. So that is the, I would say, the main job on platform side, servicing investors and checking and monitoring lending companies.
Yeah, as we are already now speaking about that, could you give us an overview about like what kind of like term, country of risk, and also product type you offer on your platform to invest in?
Yeah, currently we have four markets, two product types. We have consumer loans, which is credit lines in our case, which means that they have quite long official term that we are posting on platform, but they are ending before the maturity term, I would say 90% of the cases. So we have credit lines and we have business loans. We currently have four countries, Romania, Moldova, Philippines, and Cyprus. And the interest rates are from 12 up to 14-15% for per year that we are offering. Also for the platforms like ours, need to keep in mind that the countries will usually be the countries, developing countries, rather than, I don't know, OECD countries, because the platforms works in very great way as the tool for capital movement from richer countries and developed countries to developing countries, to help them to become more developed and put capital in those countries through the loans. So usually it will be countries that are in developing stage rather than rich countries.
Indeed. And the interesting thing, in my opinion, for Nectaro is that all these loans and loan originators have one connection, and it's basically the Ultimative Parent Group, which I'm not sure if I pronounced it correctly, the Nino Group. So if you could shed a little bit of light on the structure of this group and how the loan originators are related.
Yeah, true that. So Danino is huge group, whole global conglomerate, which were created 20 years ago in San Francisco. The main business is not the main business, but the first business they started was the travel revolution. They are selling online tickets worldwide to flights all around the world. Then there is Ecofinance. Ecofinance is a group of lending companies. So from that group, Ecofinance is our partner, and the lending companies under the Ecofinance is in Romania, Moldova, Philippines, and Cyprus, and that is with whom we're working. Within the group, there is also Entertech. This is companies that are doing casting, so basically Hollywood and actors and entertaining business. And also from the financial part is also Multipass. Multipass is payment institution. Our sister company, who is working also in UK, Dubai, and all around the world with different currencies. But our company, our sister company, a bunch of companies are lending companies under the Ecofinance. Currently, yeah, we have been working only with them. We support their growing in the markets that they are present. The Danino Group opened Filipinas market last year, and this year beginning, we were able to list them on Nectaro as well. So we plan to open one new country per year at least, and also add that country to Nectaro. And currently we're working only with the affiliate companies, meaning under the same Mama Beer company, under the same group.
Is there any kind of guarantee from Danino Group down to Ecofinance or the loan originators itself, or is it just there as a holding company and there's an maybe implicit guarantee, but there's no financial guarantee given?
Very good, fair question. I'm receiving this question a lot, and we also are working for 1 year, a bit more, 1.5 already. And I have regular calls with our investors and asking them for the feedback. And this is one of the questions that they're asking a lot. So the fair answer is currently no. There are no group guarantee. However, we are working on one to Romania and Moldova, especially Moldova, because their investors are raising some questions about the geopolitical risks. So we are working on one. We hope to add that to our security structure in the future, but currently there is no group guarantee. It just needs to some legal work to be done because of the structure, but we hope to add one soon.
Okay, nice. That of course would be very great for investors. Although the originators itself are performing quite good, we have the Ecofinance group basically of companies with Credit Prime as the brand, so to say, of the loan originators in Romania and Moldova, which I understand for Nectaro now do this credit line loans, which you can invest in, but also you have the business loans, which go through, I guess it's a basically transformer company based in Latvia, Able Finance. That passes on the funds then to Cyprus and Philippines companies. Is that correct?
Yeah, Abela Finance was built with the aim to issue loans within the group. So in the group, there are a lot of companies, like more than 30 companies, which are able to receive the loans and do something with that, or even more, around the 50 altogether. Currently, we are issuing only to Cyprus, which is holding company, and then distributes the funds further, and to Philippines. Philippines, we didn't add as the separate lending company because of its size. We will hope to do it in future, maybe next year, because adding new lending company, it's the whole prospect, is the whole API connection, is the whole new SPV structure. So it's a hassle, and it needs a lot of job to be done. Because of the size of the Philippines, we didn't do it yet, but we plan to do it like in a year to add it as a separate lending company. Currently, we are issuing a loan through our business lender, Abela, to Philippines for their development.
Okay. Is that then on the Filipino side? Are that also the receiving end a loan originator who then hands it out as consumer loans? Or is it like a business from the Nino Group or so on receiving that to do, I don't know, something in the travel space or so on? Or what's like the end purpose of those business loans?
Mm-hmm. Because of our structure for us, and we are listing that as a business loan. So it is business loan from Abel to Filipinos. That is the business loan. But Filipinos, of course, is using that to growing their portfolio. They're working already for some 9 months. The portfolio is something about 1.5 million, and they're growing their business. However, for us at Nectaro, it's just a business loan within three parties, and it's listed as a business loan.
Gotcha. And it's the same also for Cyprus?
Yes.
Okay.
No, there's, yeah. The same business loan for Cyprus as well, yes.
Okay. But at the end, there's a company receiving those business loans who then itself issues consumer loans.
No, Cyprus company does not issue the consumer loans. It's just a holding company, and then it just issues the loans for the holding companies or doing with the funds whatever is needed at that time. So it's just a business loan without further portfolio growth on that side.
Okay.
It's holding company, not the lending company.
Understood. And this holding company, but is part of the Danino Group and uses the money for Danino Group activities, so to say.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
It can be understood. It's very similar. The idea is very similar to the bond issuance. Is that the structure is a bit more complicated, but other than that, it's just loan to the company in Cyprus. In Cyprus case.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand, but it's like not unusual. Like even if you look at public bonds, there's often like a finance entity. There might be not. Volkswagen VW issuing the bond by its sole holding company, but they have maybe a separate financing vehicle through they issue the bonds, so that is nothing unusual in the finance space.
We also have this whole structure drawn and described within our prospectuses. We have those 86-page long documents that we are preparing for all these cases. So if someone wants to do some late night evening, there is everything described in those as well.
Yeah, indeed, that is, of course, an important factor. Of course, it's much nicer listening to you and explaining that for us.
Sure.
But you should, of course, have a look into the prospectus. And that's, of course, a fact it comes from your regulation at the end. So maybe could you elaborate a little bit of why the regulation is important and what the investor benefits are from this regulation?
Mm-hmm. About the prospectus, sure, I'm happy to share. You know, it's just like a huge document and we spend a lot of time and resources preparing that. I want to have the feedback that at least 4 person in the world have read it.
I actually have read it. So on all the platforms I'm active in, I at least read the prospectus understand
nice.
It.
So
I think it's an important factor. Yeah, nobody should complain afterwards if anything happens, as I haven't read the prospectus or something.
Okay, nice, good to hear. So about the regulation, so we are very pro-regulation. We think that is the thing that needs to be done, and we want all platforms to be regulated, and we want all investors to invest only within the regulated platforms. Well, that's very loud to say, but however, the main reasons for that is that the regulation basically requires company to have the set of rules in place. A set of rules in place, and investors can be sure that the company have done that. And first, this is more safe for investor and the company. And second, the investor is maybe can feel more free not to do this huge due diligence himself, because you know that there is the regulatory institution, like in Latvia, with 600 employees who are checking that your company platform regularly. And it requires things as internal control. It requires things that the For example, investors' money is always separated from companies' money. There is not one report, not one, I don't know, bank account that those that the money of investors have touched platforms' money, which is not the case with unregulated the companies. They have just one bank account and they distribute how they can. Capital requirements, for example, the corporate governance, how the decisions are made. And also what is important that we also touch the topic about the lending company, which is basically the main risk for the investors. So when you are the regulated company, you have a whole set of procedures and documents, how you need to check the lending company and how often do you need to do the regular monitoring, which requires things like checking the payment, checking the loans, have they been distributed, have they been paid in the term and in the day that the lending company shared with us. So all this set of the things that we are doing, I think that adding the security for the investors that the process itself is working, that there are cautious like resources wise, that there are people enough to serve you and to check the lending companies, that there is capital enough to serve you and to help if something happens, that the money is not touching companies' money, and that is like set all of those precautions for the investors. And also if you speak, I don't know, in the with the worst case about so scamming, so no one company that are willing to scam or plans to scam or do anything that will not forego all this hustle with the regulatory thing. Like it is a lot of work and a lot of effort, and if the company have set the goal to have this license and to pursue with the license, I can assure you that the company's intentions are very, very serious, because the license is heavy and it requires a lot of work to do. So I have deep trust myself and respect in the sense the companies who have this licensing process, because it requires to do a lot and to implement a lot of things for the security.
Yeah. It's very good to hear, and it's also good to hear that you are checking on the loan originators. Of course, I guess it's a little bit easier that you are all part of one group at the end. Is it planned to onboard at one point also external loan originators, or would you keep it to originators from the Danina Group?
Mm-hmm. I'll firstly comment maybe on the easiest part. It is way more easier because of the communication. So the communication is fast, you know who to talk to, you are in the same boat. However, from the documentation perspective, we still need to have the whole packages of documents. And for example, regulator doesn't really care if it is an affiliate or it isn't. If we have an audit, and we have quite a lot of audits, like all the time something's happening. So they are requesting the full package of documents and then do not compare, is it affiliate, isn't this affiliate? So you just need to have this package. If something came into office and asked for the audit for the documents, you need to have it. So all the things, all the steps that you need to check and monitor, it's the same, applicably the same, is it affiliate or non-affiliate. About other companies, also a good question. We are thinking about that a lot. We are flirting with the idea. And I do think that we will add some additional companies and non-affiliate companies in the future. The main question currently is about the timeline. I don't see maybe that happening in next 6 months, because the process is lengthy. It takes some time, but also because we still focus on things we want to improve for our investors, like overview, like additional securities with the login, like some loyalty program is our one of the priorities we are working on. So we still want to improve the platform for the investors, and we still have this plan to what we want to see as our platform to look like. We still are moving there, and also we currently have very strong need for the funding within the group. So we want to cover that at least at some stage, improve our platform. And then I think quite naturally we will be moving to add other platforms on Nectaro, because we do have know-how, we have a very strong team, and as a group we have a lot of resources. So I think that the movement to add unaffiliated platforms will be quite natural, but maybe not yet. I don't see that happening in the next 6 months.
Okay, gotcha. And then it's time to dive a little bit on the structure side. You already mentioned the asset-backed securities or notes backed by the loans. Can you give us a little bit of insights on how it works if you invest in Nectaro listed loans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we're doing under the license, not all companies does this, because if you don't have a license, you just sell the claim rights as it was before. But currently, after the MiFID license, what we do? We basically create the financial instrument. We create the financial instrument together with NASDAQ. We're sending them information. They are giving us ISIN number as like normal financial instrument in any trade you can buy in official trade. So we are creating financial instrument. Financial instrument is called note. A note consists of several similar loans. And basically, when the investors invest in this note set in note, they basically are buying and they are receiving the ownership of fractional of those underlying loans that are in that note.
Nice. So it's a little bit more safety on the structural side because you have the direct loan attached to the note.
Yeah, and it is qualified as a financial instrument. So in all the papers and all that, and all legal work and everything, you have the financial instrument. It's not just like claim rights or something like you're giving your money or you're lending your money, but you literally just buying the financial instrument.
And again, of course, you can find more details in the prospectus because there's the structure all laid out. Very good. So we already mentioned that it is a little bit more accessible to invest on your platform and in the private lending space compared to publicly listed bonds. Maybe you can tell us what the minimum amount on Nectaro is to invest and what should be the time horizon an investor bring to the platform.
Yeah, for us it is 6 months and up to 3 years, depends on the product. We do have those credit lines. We list them sometimes. It's very long term, like 5 years even, but they're ending sooner. In our Nectaro EU homepage, you can also see statistics, and you can also there follow the average terms and average maturity. So I would say the horizon is something average on year, but from 6 months to 2 years, something like that.
Yeah, that should be important because sometimes things can take longer, and so it shouldn't be there and using it as a short-term saving account. Of course, you put your money at risk and you get a reward for that. That's quite sizable. But you need to hang in there for the long run and really be committed to it to really, don't get into pressure. Always invest only the money that you can. And of course, you can already have guessed it from some comments I made earlier. I'm also an investor in Nectaro or in the loans listed on Nectaro. So I really like the platform and the regulatory aspect. And I'm active with my own personal money. And yeah, so far, of course, the platform is fairly new. When has the platform been founded?
Founded, it was earlier than we launched because we worked on the license for 9 months. It was only me and colleagues from legal team. So we were just writing and meeting the regulatory for 9 months. Then we received the license, and then we made the platform itself from IT perspective and from team perspective, and then we launched on November 22nd, 2023. So it's year and what, three, 4 months? 4 months. Year and 4 months, yes.
Very good. And so far, I think you can say that no money has been lost, right? Everything repaid or is in schedule, right?
Yes. It's nothing close to that, and we do not plan that to happen in the future as well. But no other guest will say you anything else, of course.
That sounds good. Of course, that's also an important fact for the investors. So far, I'm happy, and I'm very happy to have you here and maybe open up the platform to some new users. So if you are interested, you'll find the link in the show notes, or just type in investor-stories.de/Nectaro. So it's all in the show notes. What things have we come across until this point that you think that are mentioned, like maybe what differentiates you from other platforms, or anything else that you would like to add?
So yeah, as you mentioned, Nectaro still being new platform, we are searching for our place within the market. Currently, what I have heard from the investors, other than our selling points, what I have heard from investors, we do have still comparably high interest rate. We are on the highest end, especially of the regulated platforms. That is one. Second, if we speak of whole market, we do have this MiFID regulation, which is guaranteed from Latvia's bank at 20,000. If something happens with Nectaro, we very sculpturally checking the lending companies, and we also have this buyback guarantee from lending company, which means that the risk is comparably low. And also what we trying to build is very community-based investment. We do have this Telegram account where I'm myself very active. We're trying to cover all the issues very fast. We're taking account investors' opinion very often. I have myself personal calls with the investors. We do have early access. We do give early access to investors to some of the products we are trying out. And we have pretty close communication in Telegram and in other channels as well. So we try to build this community-based investment platform and to help to investors to earn the passive income and to have, I don't know what they want to have, probably early retirement or wild holidays or safety net or whatever the goal is for our cooperation.
I like the wild holidays thing. what would be your wild holiday dream?
If that is a serious question, I am going to Japan in May, and nice. I'm really, really looking forward to it. This has been my dream for already, I don't know, like a year. And finally, we have bought the tickets, and let's see where it takes us.
Very cool, very cool. I'm going to Iceland this year. Would be also quite interesting because it was also a dream of mine for some time now.
Yeah, nice. Sounds like a wild holiday, but not like in the party mood, but like naturally wild.
Indeed, indeed. So if you also want to fulfill your wild holiday dreams, you know where to go, and Nectaro is there for you.
Yeah, that sounds like it's good. It's good pitch, yeah.
Yeah, no, but for real now, thank you so much for giving us some insights on the platform, on how the loan works, and especially on the group and the group's relation between originators. That was really helpful to understand. And I think it's a quite attractive thing to invest if you are open for private lending. So yeah, check it out if you like. Thanks to you, Sigata. I wish you all the very best, and thank you for coming to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. It was a pleasure.
Okay, then see you and hear you next time. Cheers and bye-bye.
Ciao.
Das war's auch schon wieder mit dieser Podcast-Folge. Ich danke dir ganz herzlich fürs Zuhören. Wenn dir der Podcast gefallen hat, würde ich mich sehr freuen, wenn du ihn mit einer Bewertung auf iTunes unterstützt. Außerdem möchte ich dich gerne dazu einladen, der Investor Stories Community auf Facebook beizutreten. Hier hast du einen Austausch mit gleichgesinnten und professionellen Investoren, die selber ihren Weg in die Freiheit der Finanzen gegangen sind. Und von ihnen kannst du lernen oder auch selber andere Leute bereichern. Und zudem ist dort Feedback zum Podcast immer willkommen. Um ganz schnell dorthin zu gelangen, kannst du auch einfach investor-stories.de/community eingeben. Ich freue mich, wenn du auch beim nächsten Mal wieder dabei bist. In diesem Sinne, alles Gute, dein Tim.